You weren't. Welcome back, Brooke. We missed you. Okay, I didn't mean to. Bailey, is this your third Sunday in a row? It is. Better not be here next Sunday. Just warning you.
Stop it.
Sue. Okay, that's it. No more of that. Shinji is with us again this morning. Morning, Shinji. Welcome back. And Cindy, how many Sundays in a row is this for you? You never get quite to that three in a row, do you? You've just been forewarned too many times. Okay. Beth Ann is back with us this morning as well. I'll say. So. And not coughing, still not coughing. Working on it. All righty. Did I miss anyone? Like someone who might have a colored bulletin insert. Who's... Yay! All right, D. And... Seriously, you? Wow, how did that work out? Yeah. You're right. It's not a Leah thing. I just have to make mention while I'm thinking about it. Kathy and I were over at Valley Vista Wednesday morning, had a little memorial service for Leah. You remember Leah, the hat lady, and she always had the special thing. And so that was a nice time with the residents over there. It was particularly for the residents. And so we talked about Leah's hat and the crown she's now wearing. And so, and also for those of us who long for his appearing, that promise is given to each one of us. And so we'll see Leah with her hat, crown again, and see what kind of crowns she's wearing. And that was a blessing for us. Okay, let's see what we've got upcoming here. Today, there's going to be a special extended prayer time for Colton, the rooster, after the service. So we're going to have a quick light lunch. Some of you came prepared for that. Some of you might not have. But if you can stay and want to, we'll share a little bit. And then we're going to have an extended prayer time here. Hope you can stay. Wednesday night, we'll continue in the study on Peter. And it'll be 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 following this Wednesday. Next Sunday is going to be a special Valentine's Day, not quite on Valentine's, but it's close enough. Valentine's service with Marcus and Michaela Burt, who are going to share a couple of love songs for us. If you weren't here last Sunday when I announced this, you remember Jeff and Lori Stensland that used to be a part of our church. Jeff's grandfather, Walt, had passed, and Marcus is also a grandson, and he and his wife shared one particular song in that service that was so moving to me. I hit him up afterward. I said, you have to come and share that with us on Valentine's. And they agreed to, and they're going to share another song as well. It'll be really special, so you'll want to be a part of that. And on the front of your bulletin is that great eagle depicting Isaiah 40:31. It says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And so this is officially our annual church renewal service. We're not only renewed individually, but we're renewed collectively in the Lord. We're here to celebrate what God has done over the past year and look forward to what He's leading us to in the new year. And so we have a lot to celebrate today. Yes?
Yes,
all right. Well, let's pray to that end as we begin. Father, we thank you again for your love and your goodness, your faithfulness. You are the great eagle. You've called yourself that, among other great names for yourself. And we have the privilege to receive from you what you offer to us. Thank you as we look back over the past year for amazing things that you have done in us and through us. And in partnership with other parts of your body in this community. And so we celebrate today. We pray your blessing and your renewal within us in this hour, within each heart and each mind, and in us collectively. You know what lies in each heart. You know those that may be struggling with different things. We entrust all of that to you, Lord, that we can just focus on you and lift you up and honor and glorify you as your Spirit enables us. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray.
Amen.
Coming back. Sorry, I almost short-circuited the offering. We don't want to do that. Thank you, Colton. Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Good job. Okay, go that way. And Evie, too. Evie, too. We're going to have to pray for that boy. I think I'm feeling led to have an extended time of prayer for that boy after the service today. All who agree with me and can join? All right. So, enough of that. For those of you who are kind of new with us, every year at this time, we have our church renewal service, which includes an annual business meeting. Now, that might not seem very spiritual to you, but for us it is, because it's all part of God's work, and we get a chance to kind of look back and celebrate the good things God has done for us and look forward in projecting greater things in the future. And so Alan is going to come as our chairman of the church council and officially lead this and introduce the other council members and that sort of thing. And Anita, well, I guess she'll come when she can. Okay.
Now it's on. I usually don't announce who all our members are, but I kind of think you know who they are. But I did want to give a thanks to start with for all the members of the board to put in their time and their effort and prayers. And thank you for each one of you. You're all important. This is kind of a time when we come and be accountable to you and let you know what's going on, because you don't get in on all the details that go on like we do. So accountability is good, and we need your direction and votes later on. And along that line, anybody that's 16 or older and has attended church for the last 6 months can be voting in the votes we have coming up. We'll vote on our budget, which includes a 5% increase this year for pastor and wife. Usually we just go 3%, and that kind of meets cost of living. Well, this time we feel like we're going to go a little bit more. So, shame on us. I like God's blessings. But anyway, that's some of the things that are going on. One thing I left out of my report, and I wanted to say it before I forgot, was we're thankful also that Safe Families for Children, which is an extension of Life Choice Pregnancy Center, just want to acknowledge that they came. We're thankful that they came, and we want you to keep praying for that ministry in our town, that the families would be safe. And a personal note along that line, we had some stranger follow our grandson Morgan home from school and was pounding on his windows and doors trying to get in the place. But his parents showed up in time. Finally, a guy wandered off, but the police and the community and the schools all became very much aware of this. And they're now that part of our community is a little safer, so our families and kids are affected by people we pray for, and also the Safe Families for Children. So that's a positive thing that's happening already. We never know how things are going to affect us personally. It's like way over there. Well, it's not always way over there, so sometimes it comes home. I also want to say that I love each one of you. You're all members of the body of Christ. You're all special. You're all important to God. God will not do anything without you. Somehow you fit in, you're important. You will always have that importance. We're not more important than the other members. We're all equal, fit together as the Holy Spirit has joined us. So I just want to clarify those things. Like Sue Byers come this time. She's our secretary, has been for a long time, and she will read some minutes.
Anita went over the churches and the Helping Hands, Healing Hearts budget for 2019, and that was moved and accepted by Lula and seconded by Beth Ann. The three seats for renewal were Sue Byers, Secretary Mike Byers, voting seat, and Don Larson, voting seat. Don moved to accept these positions to be refilled, and Joanna Finch, second. Alan welcomed everyone. He introduced the church council as follows: Alan Osborne, chairperson, Linda Cogshaw, vice chair, Sue Byers, secretary, Anita Byers, treasurer, Mike Byers, voting seat, Don Larson, voting seat, and Alma McChesney, voting seat. Alan welcomed Hollis Stewart to our church and talked about the help the church is giving him on becoming a pastor. He went over all the travels the church was able to send Pastor John and Kathy on, how blessed our church is to have such wonderful giving people, and how blessed our church is financially. For Helping Hands, Healing Hearts, still up and running strong, through the storage sheds that we were able to purchase, for the Bible studies we have had and the Passover meals, the pens that were purchased, Bible sticks for the military men and women, the heater being repaired, and a Gappy Cafe being able to use our church. He appreciates and thanks Pastor John, Kathy, and the church council for all their hard work on keeping this church thriving, and the congregation for all their love and support. Alan then turned the floor over to Pastor John. Pastor John thanks Alan for his services to the church and dittos everything Alan had to say.
Thank you, Sue. Was there any questions? Corrections? Do we have a motion to accept the report as read? Lou? Second? Second. All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? No opposed. Second was, there was a couple of them. There was one there. There was one over there. The second and the third and fourth was over there. Thanks for reading all the names of the council, too. Appreciate that. Appreciate you. Put in a lot of work. You make it easy for me to give a report. I just get to her notes and copy them down. Anita's got a big job. And she's a busy gal, and she does Helping Hands books as well. So we really appreciate you. You've been faithful for a long, long time, many years. Thanks.
Thank you. Don't ask me how many, I don't remember. Long time. So Mikey's passing out the report. The first one is our 2020 proposed Sandpoint Church of God budget, and the second one, they're flipped over, so either way, but the second one is, I did not change that, sorry, it's 2020 proposed budget for QH. It's pretty little, sorry. I want to fit it all on one page, but it makes it pretty tiny. What's that? So we started out with $21,455. I'm doing church first, 77, and our deposits were $38,791.71. Our expenses were $43,840.21, and we have a final budget on 12/31 was $16,407.27. Everything was pretty. We had a sewer issue, so that's our repairs were pretty high this year. That was like $2,800 plus. We had another $500 trying to fix it before we finally replaced it. So, and then we now have the teen center who's using our building. So that was one of the things in our budget that upped our budget a little bit, our income. Valley Vista gave us $1,000. They use our building, I don't know how often, but periodically, and so they donated $1,000. And then let me see on the expenses. We did $399 for the Bible sticks. I'm looking here, sorry. Pastor John and Kathy went to a leadership conference, and they also went to the Western Area Regional Ministry Conference, and there was a retreat out at Western Pleasure that they all go to every year, too. Our office supplies was a little high. We got another computer for Sue to use, and we got two backups. I believe it was two backups for, so we have everything backed up. So that's pretty much, Faith Life, which is the program we're using for our worship and, what else do we use it for, Kathy?
And our website.
And our website. So we have to pay for them this year, so that's in our budget. We're not doing as much, but we are going to keep the worship program and the website through them. Any questions? Okay. Then on QH, we started out with $7,040.89. We brought in $57,207.55. We spent $43,930.26. And our ending budget was, I just dawned on me what it was. Okay, so $22,318.18. Yes. So on this one, there's not as much to budget in the income because like the designated donations are just that. They're designated donations for certain things. So we may go in with St. Joseph's and someone else to help somebody. So they will send us the money and we will add that with what we have and help that person. So that's what a designated donation is. We brought in for donations $51,024.56, which that was just straight donations. The designated was above that. The fundraiser was $2,207.84. We had $2,250 in grants. So total, we brought in $57,207.55, and then so down below are the expenses. So the designated are pretty close, but it also might be designated for food, and we haven't bought the food yet, so that's why it doesn't come out to zero. So with the bills and utilities, we spent $5,637.11, and this year we budgeted $6,690 for any variations of the utilities going up or down. Fundraising expense was $251 for us to put the movie on, and I don't know that we've decided not to do that this year. Everything else is pretty standard. Any questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Nina. Okay, that's Marvin. We love treasurers. They're very necessary. You need somebody keeping track of the money and where it goes, and sometimes they get to where they got these figures memorized and they haunt you at night, right?
Sometimes.
Like, I got to put this in here tomorrow. Do we have a motion to accept the report as it is? Okay. Second? Mike, second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. So now we're going to vote on the approved budget. We're going to vote to approve the budget, the proposed one for this year. So that would be the one that's in the right column there. There's some categories we've eliminated, and we might have added one or two, but it's it's pretty close to last year's budget. We're increasing the pastor's salary, so when we vote for this budget, that'll be included. So do we have a motion to accept the proposed budget? Mike, do we have a second? There's a couple of yeses. I'm not certain one. Okay. Everybody in favor of proposed budget, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that carries. We've got to vote for two of our members whose term is up, Anita and Linda, and both of them have agreed to carry on if they're elected. So we need to elect them. I don't think there's any changes. It's pretty straight up and down, yes and no. So all in favor of them continuing for another term, say aye. Opposed? So that carries. So that's taken care of, and I think that's about all that we vote on. So this time I'll give my report. I was looking over the notes for this past year, and it's really interesting. We proposed to do certain things to our church and our building and update this and that, but it's pretty interesting. We ended up fixing none of that stuff, but we fixed everything that went bad, so which is a good thing. I mean, it's all updated, and it isn't going to fall apart for a long time. Anyway, dear Pastor John, Kathy, interim Pastor Hollis, board members, church members, friends, welcome to our annual business meeting. Our church also presides, as you know, over Helping Hands, Healing Hearts, which will change this year as traditional housing and finances become major projects with Helping Hands. So they're going to have their own board before too long. It's the amount of involvement and the finances won't really work under our 501 IRS thing. Which is good too. We are a giving church as we support many local charities. In addition, we gave $100 to Bethesda House for Men, $50 to the local Day of Prayer rally, which many of us attend. In early March, our church service computer broke down for good. A new Dell laptop was purchased for $700. We have changed also to better computer programs as well. We considered traditional housing using the parsonage garage. Then we considered a separate building, but problems and costs were way too high, so no green lights came on. We hosted the Gideons again this year. Jeff Yetter brought great reports of changed lives through gifting of Bibles. We always enjoy their time. We also took offering for Bible sticks that make Bible reading possible for our troops. We held our Passover meal on April 18th. It was great as always. Helping Hands had a movie night to raise funds. $2,100 was received. We were asked for the use of our building by Sandpoint Teen Center, which sponsors after-school activities for teens. Its aim is to provide a supportive environment for teens, featuring adult supervision, mentoring, games and crafts, nutritious food, socializing, and community service opportunities. We are ideal for this ministry as our kitchen is spacious. We are close to both schools. Costs and cleanup are totally covered by the group, and the directors are largely of Christian persuasion. Baptism Sunday was held at the City Beach on September 18th. The food was good and baptisms took place. Excellent music was provided by Thad and Rebecca Hoosby, who came for Christmas Sunday as well. It was a special day for Butch and Colleen were married as well. Next, our septic system slowed way down. Aqua Plumbing tried to restore it, but was only partially successful. Hollis rented a snaking machine. Hollis and Brent gave it a long fight. finally punched it through. Collapsed pipe was a problem all along. We voted to have KG&T Septic of Bonners Ferry install new piping, which they did. Also needing attention was an underrated circuit breaker for our kitchen ovens that kept tripping. Hollis replaced it with the proper breaker. Our hot water tank decided to fail us. We just purchased a 40-gallon tank, much better tank, a little bigger, for $434. Kathy and Hollis installed this for the church. Hollis has advanced in ministry studies this year. He has preached 5 times for us the past year. He has filled a lot of gaps for us. Thanks, Hollis. Thanks goes to Pastor John and Pastor Kathy for their inspiration and their leadership. Many thanks to all our board members for their work, thought, giving of their time. Thanks to all our church members for praying, attending, and giving of your hearts. Appreciate it. God bless you all. This time we'll have Pastor John's report. Oh, Kathy. Kathy's going first. She'll be reporting on Helping Hands, Healing Hearts.
Okay, I'm going to start my report
from the back. From the back, okay.
Yes, I guess I will. I didn't have that in my notes, but I will talk about that. Okay, so as far as the church, I'm your associate pastor, and I think more I end up being your tech person. And your tech person, I failed on something this morning. But we have entered into an agreement with Faith Life Services, and they are really, really good. That we have proclaimed. That's how we do our church worship presentation. And I've been working the last several weeks on getting our church services live, and so we have a little bit of few snags with that, but I think it's working out. So if you cannot come to church, our church services are live on Facebook, on my Facebook, but if you don't have Facebook and if you're not my Facebook friend, they are live on our website as well now. And of course that's sandpointchurchofgod.org. So you can go either way on my Facebook or on the web church website to see it, and you just click on live stream. I'm still working on the church website to get everything like I would like it to be. I don't know why it didn't come through, because when I practiced before, I was going to show you different things, and it didn't. But anyhow, go to our church website, sandpointchurchofgod.org. Check the About Us, our missions, our faith, and our beliefs, because I think you would maybe learn things about the Church of God that you really didn't know, even though you've worshipped here. I put a lot of time. It's a little bit long, but still, it's very explanatory on where we are in our beliefs. And so I really highly encourage you all to check out our new website. Keep in mind, it's not completely finished. I need to do some stuff with the background and the events. Dawn's going to help me with the calendar thing, which I still need to get to with that. So anyhow, check out our church website. Now what I would like to do is hand out our stats for Helping Hands, Healing Hearts, and go over that. So guys, and I also at the same time will hand out a brochure for the Good Samaritan Inn that we're starting. Oops, I need one of each of those. All right. Okay, everybody got the stats. So the thing I just you can see what all we do. We do clothes, food, furniture, kitchenware, houseware, linens, personal care, shoes, other things in the resources provided that we do. And then you can see the financial help that we provide, gas, lodging, phone card, utility bills, rent, wood, and just some other things, whatever comes up when a client makes a request. Those financial help are not provided. We go together with St. Joseph's Catholic Church, the Assembly of God, Salvation Army, and us. We go together to do those things. It's really good that how the churches work together. The spiritual help we provide, most people say they're already believers, but we do present the gospel. It was presented 8 times, and only one accepted Christ, and there was one that not interested, and 3 said not now. But we do have spiritual conversations with those people that come in. We do some counseling in-center. We did 20 mentoring classes this year. We gave out 44 Bibles. Church list we give out to all clients. We give out daily bread, and we gave out 145 guides. We have a little brochure that it talks about trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your paths. When I say guides, that's what we do. So we go over that with them. Let's see. And we gave out 44 Bibles. Then we provide several referrals, of course, to those churches that we work together with finances. We give referrals to Morning Hope, Priest River Ministries, that's the women's ministries, Life Choices Parenting Class, and sometimes we recommend specific churches to people depending on their situation. We give out a lot of information to clients about our classes, about the Bonner Partner and Care Clinic, community meals, community resources, and we also ask them about if they're interested in GED, getting their GED, and give that information. And then we give them information about jobs if they're looking for work. Now, I just want to say that since opening, we now have 672 clients, client accounts, okay? An account might be a family, a couple, or a single. So this year, we had 372 more new accounts. We served 137 families, 56 couples, 179 singles, for a total of 821 adults and 200 children this year. And so we had a total of 1,038 clients, and that we're open 3 afternoons a week, about 3-4.5 hours, so we have some busy days. Our record day is about 17 clients come through. Look at our volunteer hours, 2,097 volunteer hours this year, and so we have wonderful, wonderful volunteers. Several of you in this church are volunteers for Helping Hands Healing Hearts. They do awesome. Yeah. So, Dee, where did Alma go? She must be helping with the children. And so, anyhow, thank you. And Mike and Beth Ann. Yeah, and Michelle. So we've got Alma, Dee, Mike and Beth Ann, and Michelle. And Shannon. She's my right-hand office person, data entry person. So, and Anita is our accountant. And Dawn, I'm sorry, I'm doing everything off the top of my head, and so I apologize for that. But anyhow, we are known to show up as well. Okay, so that's kind of an overview of Helping Hands Healing Hearts. I want you to get this brochure. This is something I'm totally excited about. As Alan said, Helping Hands Healing Hearts has been under the umbrella of the church's nonprofit status. Helping Hands is going to break off of that this year because of the development of the Good Samaritan Inn. Don? Oh, it's actually 3 years. Well, the last I checked. But anyhow, so when we first opened, it only took us about a couple months to realize the need of homeless in Sandpoint, and it was kind of a, it was a surprise for us. And so we've done several things. We've put them in our house. We put them in our garage. We put homeless people in the church. We put people in campers on the property. The city said we can't do that. We've tried thinking of other things we do, build a little studio on the property or change the garage into studios. None of that has worked. And so what we finally have come up with is we've just got to build a transitional living center, and that's what we want to do. The Good Samaritan Inn, right now in Sandpoint. I wanted to say that 14% of our clients that come through are homeless. And, does that shock anybody? Because it is. That's true. And in Little Sandpoint here, that over the last 2.5 years has been 105 adults and 52 children. So that doesn't count couch surfers. It doesn't count other agencies. I'm beginning to have other agencies keep their stats. I don't know why they haven't, but keep their stats for us now. Right now, they can go to, there's a Bonner Homeless Transition House on Florence, but it has a waiting list. There's Freedom House, which is Bethesda and Sweet Magnolia. That's for those getting out of jail. There's Bonner Gospel Mission. That's for men. There are people falling through the cracks, and we want to catch those people. In the low-income housing is long waiting list. I didn't know the Section 8 housing was now 3 years instead of one. So the conclusion is there is a great need for the homeless here in Sandpoint. And we want to call it the Good Samaritan Inn based on the parable of the Good Samaritan. And you know how the Good Samaritan, he took the guy that two other religious leaders passed over. He took him to an inn, gave the innkeeper money, said, take care of him till I get back. And so that's why we want to call it Good Samaritan Inn. And I don't know if you know that in Isaiah 58, there is a scripture that God says the fasting that he loves is fasting that provides the poor wanderer with shelter. And that's what we want to do. And then, of course, Jesus said, the good sheep on the right that enter into heaven, they are ones that took the stranger in. And Proverbs says it honors God when we take care of the needy, and that's what we want to do. We want to build a three-story building. We looked at places in Sandpoint, but we're going to go to Ponderay because it's cheaper. The building could be more simple, and we're hoping that we might get a donation of land from a person in Ponderay. It would be three floors. It would have. They are not going to be large. They're just going to be 12 by 15 studio apartments, just basic. Not something for them to live in, you know, for always, just basic. And they would be required to take Bible study, conflict resolution, life-sealing choices, financial management, healthy living lifestyle, personal hygiene, and be a part of a church family. Their length of stay could be 90 to 180 days, and then eventually as they get jobs, they would pay a program fee that would help. So that's kind of a quick overview that would help fund the ministry. That's a quick overview. How can you help us? Pray for us, please, in carrying out this plan. The funds, it's probably going to cost us at least $750,000. The reason we want to build as opposed to have a house that we might buy is we are going to have men, women, and children. We don't want them in a common center crossing one another. You know what I mean? And so it's going to be spendy, but it's going to be worth it, and I think this community can do that. We've set up a donor box. Share our dream with others. Use this brochure to share about it. We are very excited about it, and it's going to we wish it were open yesterday, but anyhow, I think God is doing it in his timing. There was one other thing that came through my mind that I was going to say about it, but it's gone out. But anyhow, anybody have any questions about this? We are going to become our 501c3 because dealing with the homeless is a risk. The insurance is high, and we do not want that risk to go to the church. So we have to put have our own 501c. And so when we have our own, we have to have our own board. And by the board of directors, we want to become people. It would be made up of people that support Helping Hands Healing Hearts. Helping Hands Healing Hearts is a joint ministry of Sandpoint area churches. 19 churches are involved in this. And so we want to get people from the supporting churches now to be the board of directors. The church council has been the board of directors, and we so appreciate what they've done, but it's come to a time where the growth of this, we need the risk to be taken off the church. And it was always that plan in the beginning, and it has been stated to the joint churches from the beginning that eventually we would become our own 501c. The time is here, but we do appreciate the church council. They have been so good in coming together and provide the leadership that has gotten this off the ground. So, anyhow, any other questions? All right, thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. Good report. Good future. God can do mighty things in housing, too. He's got the money, and he's got a lot of people in this community that care. So, Pastor John.
As always, the time allotted for me is short. And you're glad for that, and I'm glad for that, because it makes me realize I don't need to prepare a lot. But I do want to offer a pastor's perspective, kind of the big picture. Just want to highlight, in the past year, as you've heard, there have been a number of things that God has done in our midst that is really special, and we should feel really privileged about. Kathy and Hollis are one of those. Their remarriage, their redo recently as well, and all that Hollis and she have done to help the church saved us a lot of money, let alone some of the spiritual benefits as well. And so the Lord bless you for that. We're glad we're privileged to be a part of what God's doing in you guys as well. Having the Agape Cafe and the Teen Center come in here along with Helping Hands and that room back there being used once in a while by needy people, this place is a busy place. And I'm very thankful for that, because I've never felt like God's house should be just like empty all week and come once or twice or whatever. It should be used for the kingdom work. And so I feel very good about that. I think we all do. And even though, you know, there are risks as far as damage and all of that, so what? God knows, and he provides, as we've seen, in a number of ways. And the baptisms, of course, are always a highlight of the year. We had 5 baptized this year, including Carl, who was here, and we need to continue to keep him in our prayers for physical healing as well, he and Joanna together. But these are things that a pastor kind of focuses on. But overall, I want to share with you from a personal sense, and I think I've shared this before, but even before Helping Hands opened and we were considering that possibility, the enemy began to attack me personally in a way I had never experienced before in my life, and like several months in advance. And I couldn't understand it, because I had never had anxiety about anything. And so it was a new experience for me. But I was fortunate. God told me early on, this is the enemy at work. He's trying to discourage you from doing something that I want to do in this church. And so I've been doing my best over the last 2.5 years to fight that. It still comes and goes off and on. And even considering stepping further, extending Helping Hands with the Good Samaritan Inn can be intimidating and worrisome, and there will be a lot of risk and liability involved in that. And so it's not something a person just really wants to do, and that's my human nature speaking. But God has clearly spoken to me again and said that this is something that is in the future for you, and prepare yourselves. And through this past year, not only the highlights, but there have been times when I've been able to identify that the enemy not only was working on me, but was working in different ways to try to bring division and discord in the unity that we celebrate, that we really kind of focus on in this church. And so I just want to share with you as a church to be on the alert, to be watchful, as the Bible says, to know that the enemy is prowling around to seek who he can devour. And he wants to take us all down together. But we need to be vigilant in that, as I am experiencing myself. Rebuke him often. Just the slightest thing you might notice that the enemy's trying to do to bring you down or bring someone else down or bring division or discord, as I said. Rebuke him and claim Jesus to have the victory in it, because it's only as we are united that God is going to be able to work in us and through us to accomplish what he desires to accomplish. And Jesus said and prayed himself that my people would be one so that the world will believe. And as I've said many times, the thing that has damage the cause and the witness of Jesus more than anything are divided churches. And so we have to be careful and vigilant about that. Just considering doing what we are proposing to do can bring division and discord, because there are different opinions about how we would proceed and that sort of thing. But we're standing strong, and the other churches have been so strong for us. You might have noticed that in Helping Hands, Healing Hearts particularly, we received $24,000 more last year than we had projected to receive. Where does that come from? Only one source. God moves on somebody's heart. We weren't out there. I mean, we did the small fundraiser, but those are peanuts compared to what God does and can lay on somebody's heart, and we've seen the evidence of that. These were surprise donations we hadn't expected. And so we know that $750,000 sounds like, oh, that's way too far out there. That's impossible. Is it impossible for him? No. And are we privileged to be a part of that if that's what God wants to do? And so we're opening our hearts to that and moving forward together. And so that's what I want to encourage in us as a church. We have a great privilege. And I wish I could share with you the unity that the different churches share together, and the pastor's prayer group specifically. Because everyone who comes in from out of town and gets into a part of that says, they've never seen it like this anywhere, the unity in this city, at least among the churches. And that's what we're all about, because we believe, as I said, that's the way God works, wants to work. And so we're going to move forward in a positive way with that. And God is telling me something else new that I can't say anything about yet, because it's not finished. But there's more in the future for us. That's what I guess, bottom line, we celebrate what God has done. But the big thing is looking forward. I want us to be forward-looking. The Bible says that without a vision, the people perish. And I don't want to be the person in charge or, you know, responsible if there's no vision and we perish. I don't want to be in this position in that. And so God is challenging us. And you're all saying, yeah, this is good stuff. And so our response is going to be a song that says, "O church, arise and put your armor on. And hear the call of Christ our captain, because the weak are made strong in the Lord." And this is what we have the privilege to say, yes, Lord, you promised that. We want that. And so I'm going to ask you to, well, I guess we have to have an adjournment first officially, and then we're going to have the song of response. We love you, and thank you for your love. It touches our hearts. Your support, not only materially in the salary, but in many other ways. Thank you. God bless you. And I hope you will arise with me.
We thank you for your support, for your support, and many prayers for each one of us throughout the year.
Thank you.
So if there's no questions or other items, we shall adjourn. We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved. Second? Second? Okay. All in favor? Quick business?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Old church, arise. Let's do it. Thank you. Father, that you have made it possible for us to stand in glory with Christ even here in this present time world. We're thankful that Jesus came not only to reclaim the glory that he received from heaven himself, but to pass it on and to share it with each one of us in his body. Thank you, Lord, again for the things that we celebrate that you have made possible through this past year, but especially, Lord, that you're able to give us a glimpse of what lies ahead, and that you call us to take up arms together, to know that essentially it's a spiritual warfare that we're about in order for the things to come to pass that you have called us to. And so together this morning we rebuke the enemy and we tell him to take his place where he belongs, and that Christ is sole possessor of each one of us, and as a body, as his kingdom in this community that we're privileged to be a part of. We claim the things that you offer to us, Lord, and that you desire to do in us and through us. And we give you the praise for it because it's only made possible by you. You continue to surprise us day by day with what you can do and what you do in greater ways as we allow you to, as we open our hearts wider to what you desire to do. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful part of your body that we're privileged to be a part of.